Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Every month, we have a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood. For over, coming up on 12 years, we've been the beneficiary of Sam's outstanding survey of business conditions where he polls hundreds of business managers across the country to ask them what's going on right now and what are they seeing in the near future. And he puts it into a report, and we're the happy beneficiaries of that report. Except for today, and I'm a little bit upset about what's going on today. I was hoping Sam would do a little better job in his polling. Obviously, something happened. There's some screw loose in his works there. Sam Norwood, welcome back. What's with all the red arrows?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to be back, but I'm not happy about bringing this news, which is a bit surprising. When we look around and read the newspaper about houses doing well, cars are selling pretty well. The stock market is going up, and everybody seems to be in a dance. And we come up with a survey of business people around the country in a broad variety of industries that are out there where the rubber meets the road. Who say, "Wait a minute, we think that we're seeing orders slow down, revenues are getting tougher." Things are not so good as you might think.
Yep. Well, I've been saying, Sam, and you've heard me say this, and my audience has heard me say it many times, and I didn't like saying it because it made me feel like I was a Chicken Little, or I felt like I was being, you know, a negative Nelly, a negative Nabob, as Agnew called this the press. When I say that there's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
Yeah, there is a disconnect, and the key to understanding that disconnect is looking at interest rates for Treasury bonds, and we don't hold ourselves out as experts in the stock market, but it is low interest rates that are driving the market, and low interest rates don't affect our businesses nearly as much as they do the stock market.
Right. Well, low interest rates are a driver of equities, typically, aren't they?
They are. And who wants to hold a bond now for 10 years and get 1.6 or 1.7% interest and then pay tax on it?
Now, but then here's the other side of the story. Low interest rates would be a panacea would be wonderful for small businesses right now if they felt like growing. But you've got an administration with anti-business policies that are making small business owners scared to death, making big companies scared to death, in fact, and everybody's sitting on their hands, not trying to grow, and consequently, all this low interest money that's out there, small business owners, even if they have access to it, they don't want it.
Well, they don't want it, and they don't need it unless they are growing really rapidly.
But many of them could grow, but they're not going to, because that could mean they're going to put them over 50 employees, and that's a can of worms with Obamacare.
It is. If you're close, you don't want to go over that threshold. But let's say that you're not close, or you're over that, you still businesses have learned how to be more profitable with less sales, lower revenues, and so.
They're driving that profit nearer the bottom line. They're not driving the profit near the top line.
That's correct, and that's showing up in our survey. So let's say the stock market is being driven by low interest rates, and business out on Main Street is quite concerned and is holding back in a way. I mean, I really think everybody wants their revenues to grow fundamentally, but the business is soft and they're not pushing it, and the result is we're seeing a slowdown that might be the beginning of what we've seen in the past 3 years, a pattern of what we'll call a summer swoon slump in the summer, and comes back stronger in the fall and winter.
Yeah. Folks, this is something to pay attention to. I mean, if you look at other surveys are saying something very similar, and our own survey this time shows something not unlike this. We've got only six out of 10, it looks like, are saying that they expect the current condition to be the future. I should say that coming up this summer is what we asked them. 6 out of 10 are saying it's going to be worse or no better than it has been in our own little survey. It's 20 Till, right back with Sam Norwood. We're going to cover some of the individual indicators of his report. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.